up a seat at the bar to join us for another episode of McAnally's Pubcast, a podcast exploring the fun and fantastical mind of Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files series. Host Tanzen, Maggie, and me bring you another round of literary analysis on this immense, immersive, and colorful environment inhabited by Harry Dresden, the world's only licensed private investigator and professional wizard. Join an active and engaged community of new and die-hard dedicated fans focused on the fabulous themes, theories, characters, context, lore, and more. This is McAnally's Dresden Files Pubcast by Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk.
Welcome to the McAnally's Pubcast, brought to you by Free Flow Rambling. This is episode 17.3, No Awkward Men Speak, where we are covering the novel Proven Guilty. My name is Tanzen, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello, hello.
And Jess.
242 days.
Oh, she was prepared.
Oh, this time. We had to wait for half an hour last time.
Thank you to our Patreon subscribers for your generous support. It's people like you who help us to do what we do. If you're not yet a Patreon subscriber, sign up today and get a fuck ton of bonus content, kick-ass merch, behind-the-scenes outtakes, and more. Sign up today at www.patreon.com/freeflowrambling.
Chapter 5. Murphy brings Harry back to his apartment, and they talk about the White Council's disciplinary actions, black magic in Chicago, and Thomas's recent behavior.
I would like everyone to know that right before we started recording this, we were saying something that my mom didn't want to hear, so she took her headphones off and exposed her ears to the same room that we're all sitting in.
But it was not magnified through the microphone, so therefore.
So you know what kind of people you're dealing with. Absolute fucking idiots.
Yeah. So we find out that Harry tried to fix his own, well, has as good as he can fix his own door. Okay.
DIY repair.
Right. I swear, I don't know if it was just from reading these and my brain was like, haha, you know, on one of my rereads, I was super surprised because I swear I have a scene in my head of Michael fixing the door or Molly or somebody being like, oh, my dad's a carpenter, you get. But that's never actually happened. So I'm like,
maybe it's later?
I don't think so. Because I remember we're like on the rereads of the books, and every time Harry's had to fix his door, this scene has obviously never popped up. So I was like, again, was it just one of those things that I thought it would be funny if it happened, or I like expected at some point that, because again, not only, you know, he is a contractor, you know, it's not just the name, it's not just that he's a handy dad, he is a contractor. And I'm like,
Michael didn't come to help after the toad?
Michael didn't fix his door after the toad. Michael didn't fix his door here. So I'm just, and I don't read fan fiction, like I said before, on like books. So, because I occasionally.
She doesn't admit it.
No. I would if I did, because I read fan fiction about other things. I just, for some reason, books are all, I can't read fan, I don't know why. The written word is just different. You know what? It could be that exactly that there's so much more censored on, well, not necessarily movies, but depending on. But yeah, I don't know why, it's just, it's different for me. There is a line between those. So yeah, so I was like, I don't know if I just imagined this at some point, or did I read, like, it's just really funny to me that I have, like, this very clear, and I keep waiting for it to happen, and I think I was even like, maybe it was, like, in a short story or something, and in any of the short stories I've gone back to, it never happens, so I'm just, I don't know, I guess my brain, like I say, just maybe expected, I just thought it would be one of those funny things that, but yeah. But I don't know why. I mean, get in this.
Was he fixing his own door at one point?
He fixes his own door. He builds his own.
Right. So maybe we're just sort of associating that in a memory.
It might just be because, like Sonya is there helping him rebuild the carpenter household at one point.
Because what you're describing isn't that off for me. Like, I think I.
Yeah. But that again comes a ways later that I feel like it would have been in an earlier.
It's hard to keep track of all these details.
It is, but it's just funny because, like, again, I'm like, okay, right now in this one particular instance, I get it. He's avoiding Michael right now, you know. But again, it's just funny that in all the times Harry has to, and I get Harry is, yes, not completely useless. Harry does do a little bit of his own handiwork and stuff like that. But obviously, He didn't do a perfect job here. Michael would have done a perfect job fixing his door because Michael
It would
have
worked.
Michael just, again, being who Michael is, but also being a professional contractor, would have made sure everything fit and was smooth and didn't stick. Whereas Harry doing it himself, right? I'm just like, why do you never get Michael to help you with this stuff? But this is the other thing too. Lino, I get, he carpeted his place. I get it. I guess he's in a basement with it. But I'm like, what happened to all your cool textured rugs and everything?
Like, just lay on top of the carpet.
Yeah.
Keeps the carpet clean.
Added more. The floor was probably looking pretty awful with all those burn spots.
Well, probably. Right. And again, given that it's like a basement, I don't even know. I don't know if they've ever said if he had kind of concrete-y floors, if he had wooden floors or what. But it's just, yeah. He went all out and he carpeted
it. He used those rugs to roll up all of the leftover zombie bodies.
Like, I don't know if this is just a Canadian brand or North American or whatever, but end of the roll. And so there is, because they started off or were a thing where you could just buy cheap end of the roll carpeting, right? If you do, can you just, Harry's, he doesn't say it here, but that would have been such a nice touch considering he had all these mismatched rugs and tapestries and he just picks up secondhand furniture and couches and stuff like that. I'm like, honestly, his carpeting should be a total like patchwork quilt.
I think that would be even harder for an amateur to do. Because it's one thing to just, like, staple them into the corners of a house, but staple them, like, every 1 foot by 2 feet by, like...
But it just would fit so well with Harry being cheap and whatever and just picking up all, like, the end rolls. I mean, again, it's not that big a space either. He probably wouldn't have needed it. I just think it would have been funny if his carpet is also just, like, because instead of just paying for a solid piece, he's just like, I'll just take all these ends and...
If he'd had a mother loving him when he grew up, he'd have been in potato sack dresses.
Wizards, robes.
Mm-hmm.
Potato sack robe.
Potato sack robe.
But yeah, I'm going to do something crazy here and jump us like 2 pages.
Why?
That's okay with you guys.
No.
Murphy does his laundry.
I thought that was so cute.
Wasn't it so nice?
I know.
She like sets him down and then she goes and starts washing the blood out and realizes that apparently the blood comes out like magic. That's fucking creepy. You wardens are fucking creepy.
Which, again.
What are these robes made out of?
So, well, this is the, and Harry, right, he starts off the book. Blood doesn't stain a warden's cloak or whatever, right? So I get kind of like they're silver swords and stuff like that that can cut through enchantments. I get, this isn't obvious, but I'm like, why do you think they're, I don't know, maybe they'd come up with like a uniform, like if you're gonna, because I get, not every wizard's robe or stole should automatically, I guess, not retain blood. I'm like, most of them aren't. Obviously, they think this is important for the wardens. They're like, we know you're going to be fighting. We know you're going to be chopping off heads. We know. So shouldn't you also then get a robe and a stole that is also just like pre-treated stain remover?
They just expect their wizards to do that magic themselves for their own clothing.
I guess, but apparently nobody told him about it. And again, yeah, why isn't this? Like, honestly, if I was, I'd have all my clothes like stain proof. Who cares about just blood? You'd never have to do laundry again. Why isn't this like standard wizard issue?
In the anime Inuyasha, he has a robe that is resistance to a million things. It's stronger than human armor, and it's fireproof, and it regenerates and like fixes itself.
So it's like Dresden's duster.
It's made from a fire rat. So I'm just like, which, you know, that was like the armor that the fire rat had. So I'm like, are the warden's robes just like, you know, another monster that they're just like butchering for robes, or is it really just protective spells?
Got you. I go with the theory that they are just enspelled to
boring
because you have to do all of this stuff, so it's just all gonna not. I don't know. They're just that cheap. They're like, we can't.
You mean his robe's
cloak.
Not made out of unicorn hair too?
We know he has some of that, but yeah, maybe not a robe's worth.
It depends, too, on whether you're going with, like, the Potter unicorn lore or, like, the Dresden unicorn lore or the other, right, where... It all depends on what kind of unicorn and what kind of properties, and if you kill them, do they still retain those properties or not? And, you know, because in Potterville, it was all sacrilege to... But then we also met early scary unicorn in the Dresden verse, which I'm thinking it... Nobody would have minded slaying that one.
So. That was a fake unicorn, so it's okay.
It was, but presumably it was modeled after a real one to...
Authenticity?
Yeah, for verisimilitude. But anyways, yeah, I my theory is that they're just like inspelled the way the swords are like inspelled to cut through any installment, but yes. I don't know. Yeah, it'd be creepier if it was...
So Harry's roommate slash boyfriend slash brother is not here.
He's in the shower.
But don't forget, folks, they're still living together because Thomas got kicked out of the family and has nowhere to go because they froze his accounts. So rude.
This is probably, I know we've said it before, but like the worst part for Thomas to be living here has got to be the cold showers. That's got to be the most opposite of like.
That's got to help him at least a little bit if he's hungry.
Tamp down that demon a little. But yeah, from the Playboy luxury to be like, okay, dude, I can sit on your couch because at least you get comfy current furniture. But really?
Yeah.
So again, whoever out there is doing my Harry Dresden apartment model, they give us another more specific. Because see, again, this is where I think I always sort of put, because here it says specifically when you come in the door, his like bedroom is to the right and the fireplace is on that wall. And that's never where I had it pictured before. So here's some more concrete for whoever is actually putting together.
Yeah, I think the basement, the sub-basement after gets a good description, too.
But the sub-basement always got a pretty good description, though. I had way less of a difficulty picturing that.
Let's just say it's like the TARDIS, where it's like every iteration. Yeah. Like, we have 15 control rooms, and I'm going through them as I please. Every time I open the door, it's a new basement.
Right? Anyways, that was all just because, yeah, they specifically we got more of a definite.
So Murphy has been very sweet, very caring, very loving. She's a lot more trusting of Harry. Let's go back to her roots. What the fuck do you mean they killed him in Chicago? And this whole conversation that they have back and forth is really like, wow, Harry, which side are you actually falling on?
I made that note. I was like, Harry, like, explains this to her again, like, and completely counters himself from the first chapter.
From his visceral responses in the
both
moment.
Both of every book. Thus far. And then, yeah, just earlier in this book, he's so much more.
But I also get it. Like I've experienced that too, where I'm like, oh my God, this is like blah, blah, blah. And somebody else is like, well, what about? And then you're like, well, okay, no. Like, you know, like I feel like there are moments where I have found myself defending something that I.
You know, part of being an adult is growing and evolving your opinion. But in the span of one car crash.
And
well, even in the first chapter, he was wishy-washy on it.
He was
like
a little bit.
Already talking himself out of it in the conversation at the time. It was just.
But yeah, but like I say, right, we're just it just again brings home that again, you know, but once you have to then explain it to somebody else, again, all those things where, yeah, in your own mind, you can be like, am I, aren't I? But yeah, when forced to take a stand, you're like, okay, well.
Sometimes the greatest tool for learning is trying to teach someone else it.
Exactly. This has been happening a little bit over. We've seen it very moderately in Harry's own life, just over the course of the books. The more he isn't right, things are not as black and white. But again, in the last year or so since actually becoming a warden. And having warden duties that it, right?
Well, this is exactly the problem.
It's not just an abstract anymore. It's not just something that, you know, same thing. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I don't have to set the policies because that's really
fucking.
You're
the lowest common denominator. You can fight against it all you want. Now that he has some authority and some stake in it, it's like, okay, well, I actually do have to consider both sides now. And why are there
and
rules?
They pay
why
my
are we
rent.
Enforcing them?
And it makes
and they're not killing me either.
Yeah. Well, and it also makes a really good point where he's like, unless somebody's gonna take him in hand, and Murphy's like, well, could you have done that? And Harry's like, yeah, but again, do I have the time right now? Do I have the means? Am I gonna be a good? You
do
know
I think he'll change?
Do I think
again?
He'll
you have to throw yourself in with him and be like, if he's even capable of change, then I fuck my life up as well. If he's not.
Yeah, so, like, those are the things, right, where all of a sudden it's, like, it's not just some app. It's like, well, somebody should step up and sit, you know.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
like,
Murphy.
Oh,
isn't
but
everyone,
do you?
And then everyone deserving of, you know, this rehabilitation and second chance, which to a certain degree I get. But, yeah, in the magical world, there just isn't that wiggle room.
And, again, I'm sure if you get right down to it, right, I mean, again, Murphy has pulled her weapon in the line of duty and stuff like that, too. But like you say, right, I'm like, if you're faced with some crazed, mass-murdering psychopath, sure, ultimately you hope you can rehabilitate him. If you have to take him into your house and you're the one to rehabilitate him, Murphy, now do you have the time? Now do you have the same belief in that? Now do you have the resources to accomplish that? No, you're going to cap him and move on with your life because you have, right? Like, yeah, it's tough, but again, right, it's like.
Well, and they really reiterate I mean, again, a little bit, we've already spoken about this, but again, just how far gone he was, just how much damage he had already inflicted and was continuing to inflict.
Which, again, I appreciate, and I'm going to assume that's a little bit of Butcher's way of saying, no, it's okay we killed this guy.
Yeah.
Like, you have to think about the ups and downs.
Yes, he was a child, however.
However, you know, yeah, again, right? He was not, like, a six-year-old or anything. He was, you know, late teens or whatever. He had come to a point he should have blah, 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 blah.
So Harry goes through and explains that there's, like, the slippery slope of unmonitored teenage mage's magic use and how it can, like, you know, go through. He also gives Mickey Malone as an example of how mind magic can change people and really screw them up. And she's like, oh, yeah, what, like, Mavra and the office workers in the Renfields. But here's the thing. Like, she has firsthand experience with this with Lord Wraith. Like,
and Kravos.
It's weird that she doesn't, she just, like, didn't happen to me. Didn't happen.
Yeah, it exactly happened to her, right?
Yeah.
Again, with the same
thing. And she had trauma from it, too.
Exactly, because that was the same one. The one with Mickey Malone, that was Kravos that had fucked with her and got in her. Plus, then she had it with Wraith. And, yeah, I did notice that. Although they don't, since they reference Mickey Malone, that she's not even like, oh, yeah. But, yeah, they don't reference any, you know, and again, is that
so,
just.
So I know you need a little bit of a, you know, like, reminders for the readers.
Don't talk about
but this is like.
Well, but again, you think it would have been a good opportunity
to the severity of how it affected you, and you barely even got a taste.
Yeah, Murph just could have been like, ooh, yeah, I remember, you know? And then that's the thing is that they don't, you know, so I'm like, again, is that just kind of an oversight, or is that specific not to Murphy being like, we're just not going to talk about it?
Yeah.
That's we'll talk about the other thing. We're not talking about me right now, Dresden. We're talking about you. Like, yeah, again, is this just avoidance? Let's not bring up worse memories and bad trauma and just skirt around. But I mean, again, they're not lightly skirting around the rest of it. If
you only ever needed to have read the previous book of the Dresden Files that we're currently on. No need to go back too far, everyone, okay? Grave Peril was book one. And even if you missed that, it's fine. Just keep moving on. It's fine.
Right? It was funny, just on.
She just got over her trauma, and she's like, I forget now. It's fine.
Right. That was totally different. That's not like this at all. The intro on a book I just bought the other day or whatever. So, yeah, it was just the foreword on the first page or whatever was just, if this is you just picking up the series, you know, then, hey, that's fine. But at the same time, why are you starting with book three? Go back and read the first two.
Sometimes I would appreciate in some of the books that I read, like, because they take a while to come out, or a little, a refresher blurb.
That happened to me. Well, yes.
Because I'm reading one right now where I'm like, I don't remember any of this.
Actually, I think it was this same one. I think part of the point of that forward was they're like, she's like, I've actually put like a cast of characters in the back now because we're getting a few more.
Right.
So she's like, if you know who everybody is, fine. But if you don't, then here's to, I'm like, oh, that's actually a nice idea. Because sometimes you're like, I do remember that name, but like, again, like something very much like Dresden, where eventually you start getting a large cast of characters over. So you're like, oh, Morty. Well, we haven't heard about Morty again in three books. If this is when the books were coming out and it's been a couple of years, you really have a hard time remembering who Morty is, right?
Fucking Ransom Riggs wrote a trilogy and finished the books. Like, they were done.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years passed, and he's like, actually, I have more to say. And yeah, a bunch of YouTubers, I just like looked up. I was like, the Ransom Riggs, I don't even remember what the real series is called, but I was like, what, does anyone summarize this? And yeah, there were so many people that did. So now when I do things like that, I look up a summary. I'm like,
and you have to be careful because it's like,
five, I know you don't have
not to
spoil.
Yeah.
I'm yeah.
Like, you know, summary of the first three books so I can keep reading. And there's usually something like that.
There, I was going to say nowadays, thankfully, yes, there are so many people that do stuff like that, that for whatever your reasons are, you can usually find. But
yeah, mine was a Kindle series and I don't have access to the first three books anymore because I don't have the Kindle series. But
what
I
is
have
it?
This
there's
fourth
one
book.
Right.
I might find in reviews
who's,
on that
who's
one.
Who's the Price family? Ooh. Matt, in our Discord, he was telling me about it. He was like, this fucking book series, he's like, they just got too many fucking characters, and now she's introduced a fucking maid, and I don't know who anyone is anymore. Encrypted.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
So there is a little bit in here about now his duties as being on the council and how he's got to be more, you know, good at his job and more on the books, and I've got other people I have to take care of and stuff like that. And we get mentioned that, yes, even though he's receiving a paycheck, it's not a whole lot of money, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, Murphy, gosh.
They haven't done a pay raise since, like, the 1950s.
Yeah,
like, sounds
hard.
So council. Yeah. But they do raise, like you say, it's a very interesting conversation that way. And the whole, like you say, Harry just suddenly having to pick a side, being like, I was all flip-floppy, and I'm all like, this isn't right, this isn't right, this isn't right. But now that I'm forced to defend it or explain it to somebody else. I have to be like, yeah, okay, I guess I'm working for the man, and I guess I have to uphold that now. And
as they discuss all of this harsh world that they live in, oh my God, hi, Thomas. Fresh from the shower. Hi.
Flirty but professional.
Hi, Karen. That's Lieutenant you, Mr. Pretty Pants.
I love it. Thomas is in quite the hurry.
Gotta go. Nice to see you. Everything's fine. Don't look at anything. Bye. And yeah, we suddenly discovered that he's been a little sus lately.
Doesn't have time for me anymore.
Yeah, and Murphy comments on it, like, right away. She's like,
Is he feeding?
It was abrupt.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure. No, he's not. But...
He's tiny, right?
He would. So you want to talk to him, but you won't actually ask him. You'd have to have a prostate to understand.
Well, thanks for having me, Harry. I gotta go.
Well, yeah. I still think back every once in a while now when I hear stuff like that to watching Glee. And... fellow that died. I don't remember the character's name anymore.
Finn.
Or I don't remember what was going on in the episode anymore, but Finn was trying to hide something, and he says to one of his friends, he's like, oh yeah, my mom has like a doctor's appointment. He's like, I think she had to go get like her prostate checked or whatever. And his friend's like, okay. it was just one of those stupid things, like whatever the lie he was making up, and he's like, oh, my mom can't come pick me up. She's getting her prostate checked. And they're like,
your mom?
Does your mom have? Well, yeah, I'm sure. Whatever. Just go with it.
Cory Monteith,
yes. Finn. Anyways.
So I do love that Murphy does listen to Harry say, oh, I can't talk to him. She's like, you're dumb.
Yeah.
You're stupid. Just talk to him.
Just say, you want to know what's dumb. Going on, but you won't ask him what's going on. Yeah.
Just calls him right out.
Very... very Murphy and Dresden, also very stereotypically male and female kind of a thing, like, exactly, right? Where it's like, I can't just ask him. I can't just, like, see if something's wrong. We're just going to skirt around the issue, and if he wants to tell me, he will. And you're like, okay. Like, again, I don't know if it's female or me or what. I'm like, I just don't feel like I would have the patience for that. I mean, like, to a certain degree, sometimes you're like, you don't want to know. Waiting
you
to find out.
Poke?
Hey, I'm actually pretty good. I don't harass you about your personal life.
You know nothing about my life. It's amazing.
To the point where she moves and it's like a 3-month probation period before she gives me her new address or something. It's like, okay, now I need you to come help me put my bed together so now you can know where I live. But just on principle to annoy me. But this is what I mean. I was like, there's certain things where you don't want to know and you don't want to ask. But at the same time, if it was just something like that, I was like, I can't see dancing around it for that long. I might not be as subtle as I think I am. I might not be... but, you know, I'd just be like, so, like, everything's good. There's nothing you want to talk about, Tommy. You know what I mean? I don't know why guys can go on forever and ever.
Minor spoiler, like, but he doesn't find out what happens to Thomas. Or he doesn't figure out why Thomas is so shady until next book.
Yeah. He's got stuff going on right now.
I know. But for me, I thought it happened in this book. And I read the whole book last weekend.
Right.
In preparation for us to start recording this.
I'm like, no. See, this is how long they go.
Still, I was like, it's not until next book that he figures it out. I was like, that's for me. I'd have figured it out. I would have stalked my brother a lot sooner than that.
Right? Exactly. Like, that's what I mean. I was like, if there was really something that big I wanted an answer to...
like, going an entire year? I know you're busy, but fuck
you. You talk about the long game with books.
Well, I'd be part of that, fine, from a authorial point of view. But like you say, just from... Like Murphy's like, ask him what's wrong, or what do you... tell him you're concerned. And he's just like, no, I can't do that. I'm like, wow, I would never fucking last that long.
Crazy.
But he also gets her to keep an eye out for everything, too, while he's on it. He's like, so I don't know, there's maybe bad juju going down, so just, if there's any extra murders, just let me know, Murph.
Mojo juju!
You know, the thing that we always talk about all the time, keep doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
How about I call you when murders aren't happening in Chicago, Harry?
That would be weirder.
Yeah, right?
Something odd happening? Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Oh, that is weird.
Only that little 8 million people in your city. It's so hard to notice.
Everyone behave today. We're looking for black magic, and you're all going to confuse me if you all keep doing your own thing.
We're looking for the good fairy. I don't know.
Right.
This concludes our episode 17.3, No Awkward Men Speak. Thank you for listening. You can find us online at freeflowrambling.com and macanellis.ca. There we have links to our other podcasts, social media, and other fun tidbits. Please subscribe if you like what you're hearing, and please consider supporting us through Patreon to keep the magic alive and to see more content. We are Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk.